Leading the news, there are reports this morning that Rupert Murdoch is preparing to step down as chief executive of 21st Century Fox. US media are reporting his son James will take over the role. His other son Lachlan will become executive co-chairman. The 84-year-old will remain executive chairman of the company. The government is stepping up pressure on Bill Shorten over his past as a union leader. The opposition leader was spelling out his plans for constitutional change at an event in Sydney last night. But it's what Mr. Shorten knew about deals under investigation by the Trade Union Royal Commission that the government says he needs to explain.
This is becoming an open sore for Bill Shorten. He needs to address it. He needs to apply the balm of sunlight to exactly what he knew and when about the arrangements with Winslow Constructions.
Former NRL player Ben Ross has broken his arm on live television during an arm wrestle with former NRL star Wendell Saylor. Ross and Saylor were appearing on last night's footy show on Channel 9 when the mishap occurred. The 35-year-old was taken to hospital where x-rays confirmed he had broken the humerus in his right arm. Another four victims of Tuesday's cafe blast in far north Queensland have been flown to Brisbane overnight for specialist treatment. 20 people were injured when an out-of-control ute ploughed into the Ravenshoe cafe, igniting a gas bottle. Queensland health authorities say seven badly injured people remain in induced comas.